Chapter 2. Popular Proto-Nationalism. Why and how could a concept so remote from the real experience of most human beings as national patriotism become such a powerful political force so quickly? It is plainly not enough to appeal to the universal experience of human beings who belong to groups, recognizing one another as members of collectivities or communities, and therefore recognizing others as strangers. The problem before us derives from the fact that the modern nation, either as a state or as a body of people aspiring to form such a state, differs in size, scale, and nature from the actual communities with which human beings have identified over most of history and makes quite different demands on them. It is, in Benedict Anderson's useful phrase, an, quote, imagined community, unquote, and no doubt this can be made to fill the emotional void left by the retreat or disintegration or the unavailability of real human communities and networks. But the question still remains why, having lost real communities, people should wish to imagine this particular